Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron. What is happening?
Well, it's been 6 years with Wade and Willie, and it's hard for me to break out of that mold.
I understand. It's like the video game Hall of Fame. You had to include one woman.
Yeah.
So I'm the Miss Pac-Man of this group.
This
Anyone not knowing what we're talking about, just pay a dollar and you can hear the pre-show where this context makes sense.
Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and get 2 bonus episodes a week. You can become a friend of Charlcon and be a producer on the show, and you buy us some drinks. That's fun for you, right?
Yeah.
Just buying people
It'd be
drinks.
Like if they added a new button to like YouTube and then all the creators like and subscribe and upvote.
Yeah, hit that upvote.
Oh boy.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend, funny man, Josh Chaney.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, take a bow.
Winner.
There you go.
There he is. In the flesh. Can you believe it?
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for being here, man.
No, please. Thank you for having me.
How many times have you done the show? Do you remember?
I want to say this is the third time. Willie and I were talking about it. I did it once over at Starburns, second time in the pits of the pandemic on Zoom.
Okay.
Tonight's
lucky number three.
Lucky number Woo. Three.
And
it's always fun, and I'm always honored whenever you guys ask.
It's always a blast having you.
Big time blast.
Oh, also, we are going to take calls later. We figured that system out, so the call thing is back up, so... I don't know, like 15 minutes or so, or a half hour or something. We'll start taking some calls. So get ready. Get your questions ready for Josh.
Yeah, make them good, please.
Oh, yeah.
How into conspiracy theories are you in general?
I mean, scale 1 to 10?
Scale away to Willie.
Away to Willie, that's right. I lean probably more towards, I think I've said this before, I lean more towards you, but in recent years, just the interest in them, probably more towards Willie. I don't believe in any of them. No one would ever accuse me of being like a QAnon guy.
Right.
But they're interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. They're fun to talk about.
All this time you have at home with all this extra time, it's like, all right, I'll go down that rabbit hole. And
sure.
What is it you're believing?
Yeah. Pizzagate?
I do have to throw this in here real quick just because it's brought up. I'm not into Q. I'm not into Flat Earth.
I wasn't saying you
I know. But for
you got to preface
audience,
it. You got to
oh
preface
God,
it.
No, I'm not.
He's nuts. He's not that kind of nuts.
Yeah. Like there's
he's like
fun,
a fun nut. Like not, like not like a nuts. Sharp.
One that
like,
you still want.
Nails in the nuts kind of mix, you know? He's just mixed nuts.
There are limits. There are limits to the insanity. And you come real short of it. You're not like calling up relatives going, guys, you don't fucking get it.
Stop being such a sheeple.
Right.
Wake up. Which is something my dad said to me.
Do you have someone who does that?
I mean, I have some family that they're not QAnon people. I won't, depending on who listens to this, who watches this, let's just say I know some people in my family who might think that the world isn't a ball, isn't a sphere.
Oh.
Flat Earth?
Well, yeah, if you want a Flat Earth shirt, just go to tpublic.com/reallifesci-fi and get our Flat Earth logo.
Yeah.
Not naming names, not saying anything like that. But I mean, not to play devil's advocate, I feel like we all believe some stuff where it's like, depending on who you are, who you're talking to, they'd be like, why would you believe that? That's insanity.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
We do something here called the WOW scale.
WOW scale.
You see that? I like.
Are you willing?
Oh.
I love that. I'm the O in the middle. I'm like, oh yeah, there's a middle of it.
Wow.
That's me.
The WOW scale is a 5-question quiz. I will judge you at the end. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're in the middle, you're an Aaron.
I want to do this.
All right, let's do it. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe in aliens, 100%. There's no way we're alone in the galaxy, possibly not even in this solar system. Have they visited Earth? Sure. in the last 300 years? No. No. But there's that, I don't know who said it or what the theory is. It's like they could be here and they're they're so under the radar that they are right now fucking our faces. And we just don't know. You have, there's so much on a higher plane of consciousness or whatever that, yes, they're here, but good luck finding them. It's not like
right
trying to pull back something really quick. You're
like,
never,
if you're playing VR or something.
Yeah.
And you can like shoot that guy, but he's not there.
Right. And then there's also theories of like deja vu. Like that's, that could possibly be evidence of, you feel like you've done this before. That's aliens messing with you, or the Matrix kind of a thing. And there's like a grander thing. Mm. And who would be smarter than us? Aliens. Yes. Yes. No.
All right. Fair enough. Ghosts?
No. Not at all.
Do you have any ghost stories?
Not one. I had a roommate who totally believed in it. And while we were living together, he thought, he described to me the morning after one night, he said he was up late watching TV and he had this huge experience. I'm like, I didn't hear anything. Yeah, I don't believe in that stuff. If there were ghost stories and if there were ghosts, the amount of people who have died in the history of the world, it would just be constant nonstop.
It's funny that you say that, because I'm like, whenever I think of people not finding the light, we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. How many people do you know are going to find the light? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just like, I mean,
all of them.
Every last one of them.
It's right there.
Yeah. Well, there's like a whole like soul net theory that's like a soul net is around our atmosphere and like it's meant to recycle our souls into these new bodies, like for some unknown reason, because it's like an ancient.
Is it
mechanism.
Like the ozone layer?
It's not the ozone layer. It's like a.
Oh, because if it were the ozone layer, that would explain a lot of the guys who got through it.
The holes. Yeah, big holes.
Those big old holes. But anyway, that's for another episode. The soul net.
Bigfoot?
No. No. I know. I've seen him. He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right behind me.
Don't look over your shoulder. Just.
Bigfoot!
Just like in the last 20 years, how advanced we've gotten just with cameras, motion sensor and motion detectant.
But that's how there's new footage of him, though.
There is?
Yeah, there's like trail cams that have him going like, "Ooh, hello."
But all those shows are like finding Bigfoot, and always by the end, it's like, we didn't find him.
They don't want to cancel themselves. If they found him, that's the end of the money train.
Like, tune in to next season on... Yeah, there. I mean, there's big money in
the
Bigfoot.
Getting to know Bigfoot of ghost hunters.
Now in its 47th season.
What about psychics?
No, 100% no. In fact, I think we've talked about this before. I hate so much psychics. They're disgusting people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are disgusting. They prey on people when they're at their most vulnerable. They want answers about dead people, about dead relatives. And they try and give false hope. And there's a million examples of Linda Brown.
Cynthia Brown.
Thank you, Cynthia Brown.
Love her.
And
she's insane.
They're always wrong. I'm seeing water.
She's always doing this with her giant long
with
nails,
the super long nails.
I'm seeing like a husband or a brother, maybe an uncle. Like, my uncle. Yeah. It must be my uncle.
Exactly.
Yeah. He wants you to stop eating so much grain.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
He almost died of celiac disease. You're right.
You're right. Oh my God. Cynthia Brown.
Yeah. That's like at its tamest. When it's its worst, it's like they get, because it's the last possibility, that last thing that they're holding on to. And, you know, investigators, you know, police employ these people to be like, anything? Yeah. It was definitely closer to where the train tracks are. It's no good. It's no better than guessing. And they get paid money and they get shows and it's charlatanism. It's horrible.
I will say there was a famous psychic remote viewer that did it so well. He became the head of the Burbank Police Department.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then he went on to do remote viewing with SRI and NASA.
How recent is this?
I to say the 80s. Wow. 80s or 90s? Willie, do you know anything?
All right, I take it all back. That guy's legit.
He ended up being the... he was the sheriff for the Burbank, right?
Yeah, he was like the sheriff or like the head of... I forget his exact title. He was title, but he was really good.
He's got a really compelling story. We've talked about him before, but we'll probably do it again.
Yeah. I'm not trying to backpedal, but there's definitely a difference between that, someone who clearly is trying to help, and people that are like, my next guest on Montel Williams.
My next guest, you may have already heard of.
You've probably bought the book.
She's definitely heard of you.
Yeah. I've got a book. I've got bumper stickers. I've got the...
So, but you believe that people could have psychic abilities. You just don't like the ones who are like taking it on the road.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good assessment. Mm. I do feel like some people, women's intuition, sort of premonitions, people kind of get a gut feeling. That kind of stuff I get. But, I mean, there are schools where people go to become psychics. And you're not learning to attune yourself to become a psychic. You're learning
cold
mannerisms,
reads.
Stuff. So yeah. That when you say, I'm getting a name like Jay, it could be a John, you're looking at physical cues for the person to be like, okay, I've got it now. And it's this, and I can go. And you usually do it in a larger room. So if that doesn't hit on that person, it'll hit on another person. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like, oh my God, I know everything. Gross.
I want to do a psychic food version.
Psychic food?
Because you could get those same reactions from foods that you like.
Do you somebody beans? Eat something? You like start with a bean today?
A burger.
It was a burger, wasn't it? I've been a vegetarian for 21 years. No, it's so weird. I'm getting a burger. It's definitely a meat burger.
Nah, it was.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I did have like a veggie burger.
Okay,
like 2 weeks
see,
ago.
Okay, that's it.
It must be that.
No, it wasn't P. It was V. It was a veggie burger.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
P and V sound very similar.
There it is.
Are you superstitious?
With certain things, sports. I'm a big Cubs fan, so I was leading up to the 2016. I was getting pretty superstitious. But the night of Game 7, my wife and I were getting ready. We were like being ridiculous.
Game
and, like,
7 of what?
Of the World Series.
The first one that broke the curse.
Yeah. I mean, the in curse. 108 years, the Cubs had not won a World Series. And Game 7, it was... do or die. If you win this game, you
every
win.
You
every
the right
Cubs
shirt?
Fan for Game
no.
Seven.
Yeah,
what you're about to explain?
Oh my God! Like totally geared up, and I'm getting ready. We're in our bedroom.
Where are you gonna sit? Where are you gonna sit?
Yeah, we went over to a friend's.
What should we do?
Yeah, we went over to a friend's house, and kind of against superstition, I turned to her and I said, "We're gonna win the World Series today." She went, "Don't say that."
No!
Like, nothing I say is going to change anything.
No, because
Jason Hayward is going to choke because I
jinxed the Bears. I jinxed the Bears when they were playing the Colts in the Super Bowl. And Hester returned that opening kickoff. And I was like, Danny, I was watching with Jelinek.
Uh-huh.
I was like, Danny, we're going to win. He's like, don't say that. Of course we didn't win.
But it's all your fault, Wade.
No, it did. I jinxed them.
Well, I believe in superstition in that kind of... you saying things or wishing things kind of make them so. You kind of wish them sort of into existence, so it's like you can kind of make...
So you think it's a numbers game based on how many wishes are out there?
Yeah, it's all depending on the number. Because there's a finite amount of wishes.
8 million wishes this year for the Cubs.
Are you someone that believes in a finite amount of luck in your life, or someone that regenerates luck every day?
No, I think there's definitely a finite... and a different number of luck for each individual person.
I believe that, yeah.
I don't know who said it. I'm always quoting stuff that I don't know what it's from or who said it.
Welcome to the show.
But would you rather be good or lucky? I'd take lucky any day.
Oh, my God. I would take lucky
any day.
Heartbeat.
How many morons do you know who have fallen ass backwards into amazing opportunities just through sheer luck?
Yeah, I'll direct that. What is
yeah, what is this exactly?
Star Wars? Whatever.
Oh, yeah. So it ended up making $100 million?
Yeah.
Whoops. Whoopsie daisy. But he was the best. He was like the greatest at... uh-huh. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Okay, you're a zero. Congratulations. You're a Wade.
I'm a Wade. Way more skeptical.
Yeah, just like through and through, man. Like every question was right on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I That doesn't come as a surprise.
I'm also really skeptical, though.
Right. So, but you're skeptical.
Do you believe this?
You're skeptical about other people.
But like you were saying at the beginning, it's more you like learning about this stuff. You don't necessarily believe in all of it.
I believe in a lot of stuff.
You're open to a lot of stuff.
He believes in most of it.
Most?
He believes in all of that stuff except for superstition.
There's thousands of theories out there.
No, the five that we just did.
Oh, of those, yeah. But you said you believe a lot of, and you're talking about any conspiracy theory.
I believe in the possibility of a lot of things, yeah.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, ABC, ESPN, 20th Century, Searchlight, FX, National Geographic, Lucasfilm, all owned by Disney. There are many conspiracies surrounding this company. Between their movies and their parks, is Walt Disney himself going to be here to witness the global takeover himself? Disney conspiracies tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So Disney, the corporation, not the Disneyland, not the person.
I thought we were doing Disneyland and Walt Disney.
I didn't know
we were doing the whole.
I didn't know how broad we were going to go.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about.
I have some broad things. But we both have different things, so we're good.
Okay.
We're covered.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to go really broad, yeah, Disney is far reaching. The umbrella is enormous.
They are the empire.
They are kind of the empire, and they own Star Wars now, so
yes.
They are big time the empire.
Yeah.
But kind of a likable empire.
Yeah, you know, like a sweet, like a Darth Vader, but not all black.
It's weird because they're not doing a terrible job of taking over the most important thing in my life, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Oh.
And kind of.
I was like waiting to hear what that
almost
was.
Almost media of all kind.
I'm like, they're doing a good job of handling my nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if something's bad, I'm just like, well, they did better than DC.
Right. Yeah, DC is really shit in the bed.
I don't know what happened.
I can't talk about superhero movies.
DC looks like everything was shot on the planet where Vader kills. No. Where Vader gets
Obi-Wan Kenobi
up.
Lava fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Every DC movie looks like it's on a lava planet.
Yeah.
It's so weird. What are they doing?
It's super over CGI'd.
And it's just like red.
It's probably the only asset.
Is Earth.
It's probably the only asset.
And they're just
they
on like flat planes. And it's like, where are you?
Woman
it's
is
probably
the only asset. World War II. And
probably
like,
the only asset they own. They just own the 3D lava. They're like, we only have the lava. We got to make it all lava. Can you write Batman, but make sure there's lava?
We spent all the money on the red thing, so we can't take off Henry Cavill's mustache. It all went to the red planet, so yeah, it's going to look weird.
Yeah, he's going to be a little shaggy. He's a shaggy Superman.
Sorry.
Fuck your childhood. He's got a mustache now.
We're trying to compete. This is very important stuff.
It's just funny how they're like... Oh, we could do that. They like see the Marvel thing. They're like, yeah, we got it. We could do that.
Yeah, I saw
and then
that.
Just immediately.
I saw that somewhere. They're like, how many movies and how many years did you do to this whole Avengers thing? We can do it in one movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You can't.
Yeah, no, we'll do a Superman and then we'll just jump right in.
Right. We're going to have all of them. It's going to be all of them, and there's going to be two villains.
I didn't watch the Batman versus Superman, but I was just like, they're blowing up buildings while they're fighting. I'm like, I don't think I need to see that.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I think we'll go back and forth with our Disney stuff. Right?
My thing is mostly just one big thing.
Okay.
Hit it first or second?
I mean, I can go first if you want.
I feel like you can't leave that one big thing lingering.
Okay, then let me start by saying, what if, picture this. There is a mechanism in Disneyland hidden in plain sight that is a telluric
energy. Oh, by the
way,
Josh, this is Erin. She's a third host now.
Yeah, hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Good to know you.
I'm also a huge Disney fan, so this is like, I've been thinking about this theory for a long time.
We should do this first. Are you guys fans of Disney?
Yeah. But not like I'm not putting on a satin jacket with my wife and we're going to Disneyland with matching Like,
I almost literally wore my fancy Disney jacket.
In the world of Disney, there's something you like. You like Winnie the Pooh, or you like Fantasia, or you like the animation of something. You like some ABC show. Like, there's something within the Disney world before they bought everything that you're like, yeah, I'd like that. Oh, that's Disney? Okay.
Oh, Goofy, hippo? He's a hippo? All right, cool. I like it.
Goofy skiing? I mean, come on. You're heartless if you don't think that's funny.
What, Hasselhoff?
I mean, heartless. I don't find that funny.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Disney? Wait.
I mean, if you put it in that context, sure. But I'm not like, I mean, now it's a conglomeration.
Yeah,
It's like, what would I like about it?
Right. Yeah. It's a different beast now, for sure.
Yeah. It's like, do you like Walmart?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I like
Walmart. I like paying very low prices.
I am very cheap.
Right.
I grew
sorry,
up loving...
Sorry, mom and pop.
Yeah.
I only got $5 yeah, for these...
But we can't afford to compete. I don't know what accent I'm doing.
Italian?
I stopped myself. Yeah. I mean, I love Disney. I love the parks. I love the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like a huge fan. I like what they've... They were like high class in my childhood. You had... what was the other... what was the biggest competitor to Disney growing up? In your
Don Bluth.
Santa's World. Santa's Village. I'm kidding. I'm thinking of the
think
theme
of another,
parks.
Is there another
yeah,
sort
Don
of
Bluth.
Rat?
Don
no,
Bluth.
Warner Brothers.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what
oh, yeah,
I'm
Warner Brothers.
Like Bugs Bunny, like
yeah. Yeah.
was
Looney
a lot
Tunes.
Of fun.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes a lot of fun, but I'm like, I always like Disney better.
Mm. Like you said, high class. Like, it's not that they were cheap. It just seemed like because they put out movies, Disney was like a higher quality, higher caliber.
Thanks for posting that
than
picture
Looney Tunes.
Of me at Disneyland, people in the chat. Thank you.
I was a Looney Tunes. I'd take Bugs Bunny over Mickey Mouse.
I mean, there was a grittiness to it, especially
yeah.
the Tex Avery stuff.
Right.
But
and it was also more in your face. Like, Bugs Bunny didn't fuck around. I never seen Mickey Mouse con anyone.
No. But then,
Mortimer Mouse
but then it fell off so... There was such a steep fall off in the 60s and 70s of, like, the Hanna-Barbera. Obviously, that's not Looney Tunes, but... The cheapness of the animation,
yeah,
yeah,
really.
My problem with Warner Brothers is you group in all these other things, you know.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I'm like, if I gotta add Foghorn Leghorn into my Bugs Bunny, like I'll take Disney.
Yeah, I could see that.
Even though I like Foghorn Leghorn, I'm just like, fuck, there's just too much.
Sure.
What are you talking about? That's like saying you don't want Pluto to be in Mickey Mouse.
I just felt like more it was just too much. Maybe it was because it was every day, all day, and Disney like had to pay for it, so you didn't see it as much. So like it was like
Disney always seemed like kids stuff.
Mm.
Looney Tunes was like
more adult for sure,
yeah.
especially the Tex Avery stuff.
Looney
was
Tunes
about,
is like Gen X.
Yeah,
Disney
always
like,
making jokes about.
I'm just like not saying anything
know,
because you're all hurting my feelings.
Oh, all right. Well, what's your thing?
I started by saying I like Disney.
Yeah, now you're all like, I mean. Disney's for kids. Disney is not for kids.
That was him.
Disney is like not for kids.
It
it's specifically made for, adults. It's made for adults.
For kids.
No.
No, as of lately,
no.
It's definitely gotten way more adult.
No, even back then, it's been adult. I would say this is part of everything I say. In the 80s, when this machine that I started talking about, you know, gets dismantled, Disney becomes more sexualized. They start becoming more into money and less about enjoyment and emotion. So
that's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney, you know, when he made, you know, Snow White, nobody thought that a movie, an animation would work in the theater.
Yeah.
They were like,
yeah, is that
how
news?
Do those cartoons get on the screen?
But to
what?
but to your point, Fantasia... Totally adult.
Fantasia's for adult. Well,
do you like draw it live?
It's not meant for. I don't know.
How's this gonna work?
No, I'm like he won the Oscar with you know with it. He has more Oscars than anybody. Go on.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Do you want me to start the topic? What I was going to talk about?
That's what a go on was.
Okay.
Just go on already. Go on.
Okay, sorry. I was just going to see if that was going to happen again. So. So there's a machine in God, it was ready. I had it like perfectly in my mind.
You had it. It's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, it's hiding in plain sight. It's a telluric energy amplification machine.
Okay.
Do you guys know about telluric energy?
No.
Okay, so you do. Telluric energy or ley lines, they are crisscrossed. It's like a grid across the entire world. It's a magnetic anomaly. And a lot of people say that, you know, things like UFOs, like animals, can tap into this magnetic thing and harness its energy. So there were some suggestion, and I've read this whole book about it, which is, it's kind of compelling. If you guys want to read it, it's called Latitude 33, Keys to the Kingdom. So when,
is that a Disney reference?
Latitude 33, Keys to the Kingdom. Well, 33, there's a club.
33rd Degree Mason, 33.
I'm at the Kingdom. At the Magical Kingdom.
The Kingdom is, that is for Disney.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. But also the 33. I mean, there's a lot of 33.
There's also Club 33 on the park. But
right.
Disneyland is built on the 33rd Ley Line, which some people also says between 33 and 37 is the UFO Superhighway, all that interesting stuff.
Do they say that was done on purpose or it just happened?
It just happens. So the whole thing with Disney, though, is they suggest that so the Disney company contacted the Stanford Research Institute, SRI. They do a lot of like random stuff for companies. One of the things they do is they help you like find the perfect place for like large businesses. Like they went there like on paper for like economic when you're forecasting like where they should put it, where the freeways are going up, blah blah blah. But one of the things they also do is like kind of like random like the random experiments, like remote
mind
viewing.
Control. Oh yeah,
mind control, remote viewing, all that kind of stuff, like magnetic experiments, just really off the wall shit. And two of the people that went to work for them and found the spot for Disneyland, one of them was named C.B. Wood. C.B. Wood's been totally scrubbed from most Disneyland records. He was the main engineer and pretty much the person that got the money.
Imagineer.
No, he's just an engineer. This is before Imagineer.
Sure, it's called Imagineer.
Before Imagineer.
I think I know Disney.
He got all the money. He got all the fundraising. It was his idea to like ask other companies to pay to get the Disneyland built. So they suggest that he had affiliations with NASA. He had affiliations with some other random fringe science groups that knew about telluric energy, knew about this stuff in certain like Phalor and in certain like fringe scientists like Tesla and John Keeley. They suggest that you can harness this telluric energy and like I think Keeley has a machine that you can put energy on a copper coil and it spins into a bowl and it amplifies the energy. So what they're saying is, and what he experimented with, was spinning on these ley lines, spinning on these telluric energies to amplify whatever energy it is you're trying to harness. So what they suggest is that if you look at ley lines, three of them go through Disneyland.
Crazy.
And
rare.
Yeah, super rare. Super rare. And
to overlap,
yeah. No, it's like the very middle of it, where those ley lines meet, was where the original carousel was put. And from 1955 to 1982, that's where the carousel stayed. And everything on these ley lines, that includes that includes like towns around them, like San Bernardino and like where they live, Anaheim, places like that. They all like experienced a ton of economic growth during that time. But in 1982, after Walt died, they're like redesigning Fantasyland. They push it back. They start encountering all this financial hardship, like they start turning into money like grubbers, like they lose the idea that Disney should be about heightening our experience and like
the most magical place on earth.
Yeah, to make it the most magical place on earth. And so I don't know, the book I read had like a lot of random like coincidences that seemed to line up with this. So that's the gist of what I have to say.
Well, that's so crazy.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but when I make curry, telluric is a pretty good
color. It gives it that color.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And when you get the ingredients right, it's magical.
It's magical.
It's magical.
Everyone prospers.
Per pound, it's like more valuable than gold.
Yeah. More more valuable than saffron.
That's it. That's what I was.
That's the most valuable spice of them all.
Yeah, and it doesn't taste good.
So turning that on, is it like a?
They moved the carousel back, right?
They moved the carousel back like 15.
What's there now?
The King Arthur's sword.
Excalibur.
Yeah. Excalibur.
Fuck.
Sword in the Stone.
Got it.
Yeah.
Have you tried pulling it out?
I actually have, and there's like a remote mechanism that only releases it during certain shows during the day.
Oh, really?
Snap. Yeah. I've never seen it move.
Yeah, because they used to have a Merlin show where Merlin would come out and do a thing with the dowsing rod and be like, oh, are you the boy or girl today? And then they pull it up and they're king for the day,
wow.
They're queen.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Magical.
Smart.
Magical.
But the Ferris wheel? Merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round.
Carousel.
Carousel. That's boring, man.
Unless it's harnessing the energy of the world, then it's a little less boring.
Not if you have a family of six and the lines everywhere are big except that one.
Yeah.
I've never even seen that thing. There's a carousel?
That's the first thing we did. I'm like, there's so many rides here. Why are we on the carousel?
I'm always so fucking stoned out of my mind when I go there. Never even seen the carousel.
Oh, God. You know why all the horses are white?
Snow White.
Why?
Because it was the most popular colored horse, and so all the kids kept fighting, so they just painted all the horses white.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, that's almost smart. All the carousels I went on as a kid, there was a brown one and a tan one and a white one, black one. I didn't know that kids would fight, like, who cares, racists.
Just, you know, punching kids
bunch
out.
Of racist
Cinderella,
kids.
Probably.
I always get in the one with the cart. I just sit
there's
in that cart.
A lot of times there are carts. So
I'm joking. That's the lamest fucking one, man.
Yeah. It's like a
it doesn't
cart.
Move. You're like, hey.
It's like a snow sled.
Man, all these horses are running around me.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting stationary.
Yeah.
Let me jump into mine, right?
Yeah, jump into yours. So, that was mine. What's yours?
Have you guys heard the rumor that Disney's head or body was frozen?
Ugh,
and
this is
underneath the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
No, that's news to me.
I heard it was under the castle.
Which castle?
The castle.
Oh, the castle. The one that was modeled after the one in Germany?
Yeah, that was backwards.
So, supposedly...
Yeah, it's backwards.
Oh.
The only reason why they came up with...
I'm lying. I have heard the theory. I have heard the theory.
The only reason why they came up with the movie Frozen was so that in the Google searches, you don't find Walt Disney's head frozen.
Which is... that I did hear that, and that's ingenious.
I'm like, yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah.
If it's true, it's very smart.
Yeah.
Give that guy a raise.
I mean...
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
It's burying
after looking into this, I'm like, holy fuck, this could be legit. Here's how it started.
That I believe.
He died in 1966. Early 1967, there was a tabloid...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said before... Things started changing in 82 after he died. I thought he died...
No, after they moved it back after he died. Because if he was still there, he'd have been like, no, you can't do that for reasons of my own design.
He died in the 60s?
66.
I was sure he died in the 70s or 80s. 66, okay.
Early 67, this tabloid newspaper, the National Spotlight, the reporter snuck into St. Joseph Hospital in Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And said that he was disguised as an orderly... And he saw Disney's body suspended in a cryogenic metal cylinder. This is 67.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sounds fucking unbelievable, right? This is where it all stems
that
from.
That sounds
beyond
like a
unbelievable.
Bugs Bunny episode.
There were and then there were
looks
a couple,
like he's frozen, Doc.
There were a couple documentaries that kind of pushed this too. So most people think of the documentaries, they didn't know it started with this tabloid thing. Right? So it sounds like bullshit, right?
For sure.
You know when
does.
The first person who was cryogenically frozen was?
I bet you it was like early 90s.
Wasn't
January
it
January 12th, 1967.
Oh.
It was right then.
Oh.
It was right when he died.
So then it was like a hot topic on... Like,
but
everyone's minds.
But a lot of people didn't know about it. It wasn't like popular.
Yeah. So then how else people are like, that sounds weird. Walt Disney did it.
Little coincidence.
Well, no, I'm just saying though, like this connection wasn't ever made. Like people just saw this documentary that was brought up, and they didn't even mention any of this stuff
in the documentaries.
Like,
they don't mention
this
it.
Is like hot off the press. No. Yeah. No. So the first guy that was ever cryogenically frozen, Dr. James Bedford, January 12th, 1967, in Burbank. And according to Mental Floss, if you know that, his body's still frozen and still in good shape.
Why?
Just saying.
No. Why? Why cryogenic? Is the idea of being cryogenically frozen to one day they're going to solve multiple stab wounds?
They're going to solve us back.
Yeah, they're going to solve old age.
they're going to solve my head fell off.
Yeah.
I think that is a Simpsons joke.
Wait, what is that?
They're going to solve being bad at skateboarding.
Hopefully in 500 years they'll have a cure to my head fell off.
Hey, Poochie's here. I mean, Disney.
He had lung cancer, though.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
here's the thing.
You get in that back to tank.
But this sounds a lot like the Ted Williams thing. Why is it just his head? Why would you cut his head off?
Oh, I mean, most of these stories are with his body. The full head body. The head story, I think,
totally
just kind of
separate
about.
Story for the head.
Yeah.
But you said that when they found him, he was being suspended.
That he was in the metal cylinder, his whole body.
Oh, okay. I heard that, and I saw full Mission Impossible. And there's steam, like vapor lines coming off of me, so cold. Yeah.
So there's this guy who was the former president of the LA-based Cryonics Society in 1972, he had an interview with LA Times, and he said that Disney, when they first opened their company, where he was interested in becoming frozen. So their company called them, and Disney asked them about, because Disney was into sci-fi, he was into technology.
Right.
Disney called
Tomorrow
them
World.
Asking about their technology.
I just can't get on board with it. Like I just can't get on board with the fact, like the idea that he froze himself and his head is somewhere else. Like that.
No. The head thing is just a whole.
Separate thing. He's saying there's a full body. People who believe in this, they think it's the whole body intact.
I just say why. I just like I'm with you. Why? Like, what's the like? And I get, he's got so many ideas. Like,
well, but if he had lung cancer, right? Then that's why. Because one day they'll discover a cure for this.
One day they're gonna discover a cure for my already broken body. Like, he already has lung cancer. What are they gonna do? Take his frozen tissue, grow
but
new
he
lungs?
He is the most hopeful person in the history of the.
We are gonna do it.
We're gonna get him back.
No. When you think of it, about a cryogenic being cryogenic. Genetically frozen is just a very long cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that means you have to freeze them before you die. You have to choose to be frozen before you die.
Yeah.
You can't die and then freeze.
Yeah, because then...
And so here's the other thing. So his final message to the Imagineers, he was sick, he was dying, he's smiling, and he told them that what he expected of their performance in the future and how he hoped to see them soon. So there's that, right?
Okay.
That's his last message was very like, I'm going to see you soon.
Allegedly.
Yeah. In hell.
And then when if his cemetery in Forest Lawn, there is no place for a cremated. There's no place for where he should be.
Like the ground?
He supposedly...
There's not a hole big enough for this guy.
Like there's an area.
Like the plot.
But there's no area for a cremated person to be either. Like there's nowhere for anybody to be. For him to be. There's no spot where it's where he's at.
I would believe that he was just buried somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like in a private plot. I just can't believe that he would do that. I just can't believe he would do that.
And on his daughter's grave, there's a message on it.
Did you just say you had a family member do that?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
How many of you had a drink, Wade?
What did you say? It sounded like I had a family member do that.
I just don't believe he would do that.
Not the Walt Disney she knows.
Yeah.
Not the one that I've gone back in my past lives and interacted with.
He would never surrender.
Listen to this message on his daughter's grave that says, there's a message on her that says on her nameplate that says, ashes scattered in paradise. Her ashes.
Right.
Her ashes.
Where's her paradise? You think it's...
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's got to be at the Disney park, right?
I mean, it's probably just parts of the Caribbean where everyone else spreads ashes. Just dump it in the water.
Small world and pirates.
It's no longer water. It's just ash.
It's
all absorbed all of the river water.
If that ride is like, closed when you're there, they found somebody dumping ashes on camera.
It's like quicksand.
Well, it's closed right now for the 55th anniversary of Pirates of the Caribbean. Or they might be taking Johnny Depp out. I don't know.
Johnny D.
Johnny. Yeah.
I don't understand how that ride works, because you start, you get in the boat, and then you're going.
Yes.
And then you go down.
You go underground.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the story of the
you
ride?
You go past the restaurant and you go underground, yeah.
How do they do that?
They're Imagineers.
Why aren't you just underwater at that point?
Wait, are you for real right now?
How does water work?
You need to go to engineering water school. Level.
You need to talk to some Imagineers.
Wouldn't you be just underwater?
What? Oh, the phone number is going up. Hey, guys, we're going to put up the phone number. Call in if you have any questions about these intriguing Disney theories.
And if you call me Snake.
Yeah, call Josh Snake.
I want to call you me Snake.
Because we already have a Josh here.
No, you said you wanted to call me Viper.
Call them both Josh.
He was Viper.
Oh, that's right. Guys, let's get our story straight before any of these calls come in.
On his death, he was working on the experimental prototype community for tomorrow.
Who is this now?
Of tomorrow. Epcot.
Walt Disney?
Four was what I read.
It's O because it spells out
Epcot. I get the O, but I read four in two places, and I'm like, it's weird because there's an O there. So I wrote down what they wrote.
They're wrong.
Two places wrong. I know. I kept going like, but it's Epcot.
Yeah.
It was written by a bot.
But it's crazy because this the AI idea of articles. This place was really it wasn't his idea when he was working on this was not the Epcot Center. It was like a place.
It was a place to live. Fully sustainable, totally like solar powered, everything like naturally powered.
World
like
of tomorrow.
Food grown there. World of tomorrow, a community for tomorrow, and it was going to be fucking sweet. It was going to be so good.
The funniest quote in this realm that I read was, somebody's utopia is somebody else's dystopia. I was like,
don't
shit.
Live there, then.
Yeah. Yeah, then don't live there. Hey, man, there's
then
the
don't
door.
Don't live there.
Because he was anti-union, and he was anti-communist.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be in charge.
He named names. That dude named names.
Did he?
Yeah. He went in front of a whole bunch of people and named some fucking names.
Oh, Walter.
But that's because he was a shrewd businessman.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know how I can take out all of my competitors? I'll call them communists.
We have a call. It's from Aaron, but...
Yeah, let's take it.
Okay, yeah, take it.
Come on in.
Your question is, who else, like what other celebrities do you think are frozen? Oh. Hi, Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm going all right. Sounds like you guys already read my question. So.
Yes. Yeah,
no, you say it to us.
Yeah.
I want to hear
sound
it
better
in your
coming
way.
Out of you.
Okay, let's make this official. What other celebrities do you think are frozen?
What celebrities do I think are frozen?
Great question, Aaron.
Yeah, really good one.
I think Avril Lavigne is frozen, and they replaced her with a doppelganger.
Really?
Yeah. I'm 50-50 on the replacement of her.
Yeah. Look, if anyone is confused what I'm talking about, freaking look up the Avril Lavigne replacement conspiracy. It's pretty intriguing.
This is news to me.
So where is real Avril Lavigne then?
The real Avril Lavigne? That's a great question.
I thought she was frozen.
Yeah, she's frozen, but I don't know where she is. Wherever the other frozen celebrities
are. Yeah, where are they holding
her? It's weird because like, if you want to freeze yourself, you don't want that to be the story. So you like hiding.
Right.
You don't want people to know that you're frozen, right? I don't know why, but like, wouldn't you want to let the world know, like, hey, I'm going to be frozen, so like, remember me if the technology
catches
up.
Not me, man. I'd be embarrassed as hell about that shit.
Yeah, like, I'm such a narcissist, I'm going to come back.
Do you think there's, like, some giant frozen people compound?
Yes,
right?
I do think that.
Wherever the company is, it's like Judge Dredd, where, like, they're all in jail, frozen together.
Right.
Someone's got to monitor all those, because, I mean, if Walt Disney's frozen, they started doing it the year that he decided to be frozen.
67.
There is no way that cutting-edge science can keep him alive that long, just chilling in a random garage. So you have to have some technician.
Had to go somewhere.
Yeah, you had to go somewhere.
And they had the money at Disneyland to put him underneath pirates.
I just...
But since 66, the advances in dry ice...
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, they just had to change the dry ice
couple
of hours.
I mean, but which...
Wait, hang on. What are the advances? Because as far as I know, dry ice has always been
cubes?
Just...
Is this still cubes?
Oh, Wade, let me tell you.
Oh, please.
Whenever I'm getting a Luminati's pizza from Chicago shipped to me, there's always at least a little bit of, Walt Disney DNA sprinkled in there.
every bite of every churro. Uh-huh.
That's what makes the sausage so good.
Yeah. No, I just assume the technology is probably gone.
It's the Dole Whip.
But there definitely are people being frozen.
I think this is a very honest answer. Jerry Lee Lewis, the pedophile, probably froze himself because he's like, this is going to catch on. And, you know, he's a great ball of fire guy.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And so he's like, wake me up when you can fuck kids.
Oh my god.
Or maybe wake me up when it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Like, nah, you're gonna be asleep for a long time.
Let's revert back to like ancient Rome where it was sort of like cool.
Right.
No way.
What's going on, Jerry? Right. What year is it? It's 3187. Like, oh my god.
it took that long, huh?
And
1,100
Great
years.
Balls of Fire was it was a MacGuffin. Because he was like, I'm going to freeze myself. And no one will think that the Great Balls of Fire guy
fire
would do...
Fire frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that guy for sure.
Also worth noting that the young girl in question was his cousin. So.
Right.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was his
Winona
cousin.
Ryder.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Double whammy. Double whammy.
So, he's like, incest, like, wake me up, put me in Alabama.
We don't need to freeze my wife.
Right.
She's got to be older. He's freezing her so he doesn't like experience her as an old woman.
Serious answer, and this isn't a joke in reference to Batman and Robin, okay. But I could see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Because I don't think at this point in his life he's still obsessed with youthfulness and virility and, you know, being, but I feel like he's vain enough that he might be like, all right. And has
you
enough money.
Like
how can we deny the technology
I need you to make
of
sure
the future?
That I am definitely going to be alive.
I mean, you got to put Michael Jackson in here, right?
For
that
sure.
Dude, like slapping a fucking cryogenic thing.
What about Prince? What about Elvis?
I feel like Prince maybe had a chance to do it, and
only
he missed
the richest of the rich.
Yeah.
And they've all died so weird that they probably were frozen. You know what I mean? Like.
That's possible.
I feel like Prince would insist on his own compound, though. He wouldn't want to be part of everybody else's compound.
No, because Prince is a Jehovah's Witness.
He would. His
he
own
would not
Paisley
do that.
Park frozen.
Oh, yeah, you're
He's
right.
He's a Jehovah's Witness. He's not worldly
That's
enough
such a crazy, yeah.
to want his own compound. He would want to be with everyone else in the cryo Jehovah's Witness side of the compound.
But does his Prince-ness overstep his Jehovah's Witnesses.
Never.
But picture David Bowie, who made an album knowing he was dying.
Yeah.
Dark Star.
And he's got the money. It's like, hey, just freeze me.
Black
like,
Star?
Like, let me do this. I know that
Black
I'm dying.
Star, yeah.
Here's my album. Freeze me.
Here's my album.
He's up
Here's
three,
clues
two,
that
one.
I'm
freeze
dying.
Me.
I don't know.
That's what's so weird about this. It's like, you would have to, it's like, it's almost like assisted suicide,
yeah.
right? It's like,
yeah.
Because you don't know.
But
so
when
you're just
frozen,
like, kind of kill me,
dead.
I guess.
Right? That's the whole idea.
Well,
it's
I mean, that's
suspended.
That's the pitch.
Right. But if you go into it closer, I bet you're kind of dead.
You gotta be.
You're like nine. It's like Princess
people,
Bride.
People
you're mostly dead.
People
you're not,
freeze to death. So what is this?
Did you watch the end of Righteous Gemstones? He froze to death at the end of that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, that's a very recent
I don't
spoiler.
Care. I don't fucking
wow.
care.
Like, I don't think I've seen that yet. I didn't know there was a new one.
Oh, Aaron takes a heel turn.
I'm just saying, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Aaron.
Yeah,
I
thank
love
you.
This question. It's a great question. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is. I'm staying
right,
with Schwarzenegger.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, you don't know who did at the end, so that's not really a spoiler. You just expect something
I guess
weird's
I forgot
happen.
To watch it. I don't
know. I know. I'm going like, what?
The new season? Righteous Gemstones?
Who do you think would, though? Like, right now, if they were like, hey, we figured it out. It's a real thing.
Kanye.
You can freeze yourself.
Jake Logan?
Kanye. Yeah, Kanye for sure would.
The Logans? Yeah.
For sure.
One of the Dixie Chicks.
Just most of the narcissists, right?
Right, right. I mean, that's
like, yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Who?
Crypto whales
like,
would 100% freeze themselves.
Please do liposuction before you freeze me. But
the crypto whales would not freeze themselves because they are riding high, man.
Yeah.
There's no way they would wake up.
Yeah,
in
100 years, they're like,
anything.
So it's worth what?
Yeah.
One more hour.
I'm
one
broke?
More hour. It's going up.
Yeah. Freeze me now. No, don't freeze. Yeah, freeze me. Like they are trading. Did you? No. Definitely don't. Please. Yes. No.
Whoops. Dip. Not yet.
Wait.
Write it out, boys.
Yeah. Hoddle my cryogenic.
Elon Musk, right?
Elon Musk, yeah. He's,
I don't know.
He
he's
definitely
so fascinated with space. He wants to do some kind of weird space shit, I'll bet. I'll bet he goes to space.
How about Frozen in space?
Just in space?
Yeah. Like, just
launch me out.
Like Han in the Carbonite.
but then, is he in space?
Yeah, he's in space,
so
frozen.
So he's like Zod.
Yeah, but like shot.
This
and then
is
like,
going
hopefully
to
I'll be...
cost $5 million and we will wake you up. I promise you.
I promise you.
Just sign this, what's it called when you get people's...
signature?
Contract?
Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to take off the phone number. Thank you, Aaron, for calling. We're going to take the phone number off.
We're taking it off? Why?
Because we have 5 minutes left. We usually use this time to wrap up.
Whoa, that went fast.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It went pretty fast.
But what happens when Josh shows up? But he's gonna stick around.
I 100% believe the theory that Frozen was created just to bury. If you look up Walt Disney Frozen, there's this new movie out, and apparently kids think it's crack.
Yeah.
Don't look at the thing.
If you look up Disney Frozen Head, you're going to get some really questionable adult material.
Oh, for sure. Especially, click on
that
image.
If you don't have the adult filters on.
Ice King blowjobs.
Yes.
What?
Ice King.
Sounds like
Adventure Time?
Should Google that?
Okay, gross.
You know, when you sign someone over, your their signature equals your signature.
Your
signator? Or
it's
your
lawyer.
No, yeah.
God damn it.
Power of attorney?
Yeah. Yes.
Power of attorney, thank you.
We all know you're right. We all know you're right. We all could have gotten it, but you got it before us. It could have been any of us, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But it.
Yeah, no, you're not special,
but
dude.
Very specifically.
Any of us could have done that. You just happened to, but we could have.
But it was me. It was me.
All right, so what are these final thoughts? Look at all those notes. We got to the first sentence in that page.
No, he got to a lot of it.
I mean, my final thoughts, is there a telluric machine that was once active in Disneyland amplifying the power and energy of love?
Yes. Possible.
I think so.
I believe that.
Do you believe that?
And I also believe that there is a good chance that he was frozen. The timing is right. You wouldn't want to. You want to make this public because you don't want to scare people with the future. And he was, but he was sci-fi, technology, history. He is the first person I would think that would freeze himself.
Mm.
And he was asking about it, and the technology. Started the year, basically when the month he died is when they.
I just know he's a God fearing man.
I mean,
he's a religious man. He wouldn't freeze himself.
But hang on. I can buy that. But what's the plan? Like, how do you wake people up from this?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Real slow.
Well, the thing is that like here's the thing.
Real
it's
slow.
Like getting the bed.
This is the sad part.
Here's the thing.
When you wake up, all of your money rights have gone to your family, so you're gonna just wake up poor. That's what they don't tell you.
Disney won't.
It's like, hey, man, ESPN owns your house, not you.
Right. What is this ESPN? I'm imagining.
You don't think that Walt Disney could figure that out?
Yeah.
He
also,
made it
when
once.
You come out of it, wouldn't it be like being in a very long coma where you need to learn to walk and talk?
Yeah, for
and all that
sure.
stuff. Like, what do you mean it was all sold? Hey, rest.
I've
we'll
got
get
stock?
To the particulars in a couple months.
You own Iron Man now.
Whoa,
I don't know. Where
Iron People?
Is.
I don't like drawings that aren't animated.
Right.
Comic books?
Well, it's mostly animated. We use computers
mostly. Listen, you got a lot of catching up to do. First off, let's defrost you. I got like hair dryers on them. Maybe it's like a bullet train. Like bullet trains end up going like 1,000 miles per hour, but it's all in the slowing down. It needs to take a half hour to slow down. So once you unfreeze somebody, you need to take a couple of years. That's how long it takes to to thaw someone.
What's email?
Sit down, Grandpa. I mean,
great-great-great-great-grandpa. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/real-life-sci-fi. Josh, any plugs?
No, this is real. 100% real.
And it's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Go on. If you got any extra money, guys, really, sign up for our Patreon. You get an hour before, you get an hour or two after, depending on how chill our guest is. $1 to $5 to $9. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks for your support. Thanks for watching, hanging out with us. Tell us what you think about Disney.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for being here. Josh Chaney. Look him up. He's funny. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.